So what's the ba in the beginning? What is it, guys? What is this ba? Harf jar. Haruf jar. It's that harf, it's that particle which makes the word after it in the state of jar. So it means by or with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So this ba is harf jar, right? The word after it was actually ism. It's actually ismun. That was the word after it. But because you don't, when you have ba and you have ism, or you have ism or anything before it, you drop the alif. It's silent. So what happens is it becomes bis. It's not bis. It becomes bis. So you drop the alif. Why is there a jar on the meme? Yeah, because of the harf jar, right? Because of the harf jar. But why isn't there two jars? Why is it light? Where is there? There's no alif lam. What is the translation, brothers? In the name of Allah. So what is ism? Possession, right? Possession can never be heavy. It has to be light. And that's why there's no alif lam. That's why it's not bil ismi. Or that's why it's not bismin. It's possession. Now the name of Allah, right? The name of Allah has a jar. Again, why is there a jar? There's no harf jar before it. Why is there a jar? Possessor, remember? Possessor will always be in the state of jar. Mudaf ilay. Remember that, brothers? Just did that, right? Possessor will always be in the state of jar. Okay? Now, ar-Rahmani. Before getting in, what is ar-Rahmani? No, what does it mean? The most gracious, right? So who is ar-Rahman? Who are we talking about? Allah, right? So who is the description? Who is being described? Sorry, who's being described? Allah is being described. And what is the description? Ar-Rahmani. So why is there alif lam on ar-Rahmani? Because Allah is already specific, right? You don't need al-Allah. You don't say al-Allah. Allah is already specific. So that's why there's alif lam on the word after it. Because it's specific. Why is it jar? Because of Allah. Allah is jar. Obviously, the attribute or the thing will be jar as well. The description. And what gender is it? It's masculine, right? Allah is masculine. The name, the Arabic. So that's why the attribute or the description will also be masculine. What's the number? Obviously, one. Right? Allah is one, right? And obviously, Ar-Rahman is one. Okay? And the next one, what about the next one? Ar-Rahimi. Same thing. Because it's also describing Allah. So it will have alif lam because Allah also supposed to has an invisible alif lam. It's also specific. It is jar because Allah is jar. It is wahid, meaning it is singular because the word Allah is singular. And it is masculine because the word Allah is masculine. So we basically broke down the whole of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.